into tomorrow night. Scattered storms ending tomorrow night, breezy and colder. 52 in the morning Thursday. It's a sunny, gusty, and cooler afternoon with a high of only 60. Well, Sanji, WGSO. Crescent City Stamp Club's New Orleans Stamp and Postcard Show, January 20th, January 21st, at the Doubletree by Hilton, 2150 Veterans Boulevard, Kenner. Free parking, free admission, free appraisals. Click ccscno.org. Rico's Tires and Wheels offers quality used tires. They fix flat tires, too, and they do wheel repair. Rico's Tires and Wheels, just a few blocks south of Veterans, 2609 David Drive, Metairie.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC. Welcome to William Wallace for America. It's your time to speak out about the things that make America the greatest country on earth. And also find things in our country that we can unite on. Your host is William Wallace. William welcomes your positive solutions and questions by calling 504-556-9696. And now your host, William Wallace.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Tuesday afternoon with me, William Wallace, my show, William Wallace for America, which you can find on Clout Hub, YouTube, not so much on YouTube, but Rumble, and on any podcast app. Go to the Clout Hub, Rumble, and check out my latest interview with Dr. Stella Emanuel. You'll absolutely love it. Some other good ones on there. Plenty more to come. And today we're going to talk about those people that are addicted to the government assistance. You know, the people that everybody talks about. Yeah, They're on that Medicaid, or they're on the unemployment, or yeah, those people are on the government, you know, the not the unemployment. They're on the government assistance, and they're getting their rent paid. You know, I'm going to talk about all the people that are addicted to the government money, and we're going to talk about the politicians and the government officials and the bureaucracy. Didn't see that coming, did you? You didn't see it coming that we're going to talk about the other people that are addicted to the government money. Because while the narratives that you always hear are all the people that are, their votes are controlled because They're hooked on that government money. Yeah, the Democrats have been very successful at hooking those people on the government money, right? And those are the people that are voting for Democrats, right? Well, guess what? They're just a small percentage of who it is that's siphoning, draining, and flushing down the toilet your tax dollars. That's just a small percentage of people. The really big ones, where most of your money is going, are the bureaucrats, the politicians, the government agencies, because it's all free money, right? When you go to some of these government, I'm trying to get too much out at once here. Go to some of these council meetings. Go to some of your parish meetings. Go to some of your county meetings. Go and listen, and every time they say, well, we got a federal grant to pay for that park. Cha-ching. Ain't no grant. That's your tax dollars. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. It's not just your tax dollars. It's the money from the printing press, which are later going to be your tax dollars. So that's right. The immediate money right now was printed, you know, weeks ago, months ago, year ago by the Federal Reserve and distributed by Robin Hood, right? Whoever the Robin Hood is, not a person. It's more of a body of people. You know, the elected officials. It's a small percentage of actual citizens that are on the government dole. Now, someone is going to challenge me on that. That's fine. I'm not claiming to be the expert. But as a reasonable thinking person who knows just enough about politics to possibly be dangerous at this point. I'm always trying to learn, however. I can look at when you sit at a county meeting, a parish meeting, go to your legislature meeting, and go in Ways and Means, go whatever department, whatever committee you want to go into, and all you have to do is listen. And if you listen for words that are synonymous with money, grants, and loans, you should hear a cha-ching every single darn time. Because every time you hear that word, grant, loan, whatever the case may be, you're hearing your tax dollars going down the drain. Don't get me wrong. There's going to be some elected official or play, oh, well, we use that tax dollars to build a bridge. We use those tax dollars to build a park. We use those tax dollars to build a nice bike path. I get it. You know, the things that your tax dollars should be used for. However, there's so much that are wasted in the process of doing those great, wonderful things. Not to mention that there's a lot of those projects that are just a bunch of waste. Why don't you get some private companies, which we'll talk about later, okay? I'll give you one example right now. On David Drive, or Power Boulevard, rather, on the Kenner-Metairie line, you'll find a ton of artwork. Like it, love it, hate it, don't like it, disgust you, whatever the case may be. That's donated by a private businessman, the artwork is, from what I hear. However, the city or parish, in that case, they create a little path, a little walking path. They create lighting. It's all tax dollars, that lighting and the bike paths and whatnot. It's nice, great. I don't know how many people use it. I see it sometimes. And you go, oh, wow, we feel good about having a bike path, a walking path there. It's great. But where are your tax dollars better spent? Are they better spent walking down that path? Are they looking at that artwork? Or are they better spent in your pocket paying your bills? Take all the stupid artwork being spent in the city of New Orleans right now. Look at the down by the Superdome. That horrible artwork. I'm sorry. I'll just say it's disgusting. Because, oh, I know you have to appreciate art and whatever. It's plastic water tubes that were painted and put up in front of the Superdome. There's other artwork around the city. It's come down, by the way. There was a comb that was in whatever, Lafitte Square. There was some wiggly thing on the mound of Lee's Circle. And I'm not getting political on whether it should be in that spot or not. I'm merely saying that it's being bought and paid for by the city. But the potholes aren't being fixed. The water's not being fixed. But who's addicted to the money? The politicians are addicted to the money. The bureaucrats are addicted to the money. Granted, I get it. There's a population of people that have been dependent or are dependent on the government dollars for whatever program they're on. I get it. We could argue that in another conversation. We can argue that at another time when we can focus on the addiction part of it. But let's not forget that oftentimes, even addicts didn't choose to be where they were. They were invited by whoever groomed them to get them addicted. I know. You might go, well, that's just a small percentage of people or whatever. But the example that I'm making here, please follow me, is that when you've got a government creating narratives over the years and creating programs over the years and saying, hey, we've got this program to help you and assist you. That's great. There's a lot of people that need help. There are people that have needed that help and would have been on the streets without it. However, the government did absolutely nothing to get the people off of it. They didn't work hard on our communities, making them better and healthy and more vibrant for businesses to come in and to be able to provide jobs. They didn't make them with less crime. They didn't do what it takes to be able to create an environment where people can get off of the government dole and support themselves. We're going to talk more about this after the break here on my show, William Wallace for America, on WGSO 990 AM tonight after the break. I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA. There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
Trayvon Cajun Meats and Barbecue serves barbecue and an experience. The meats are incredible, specials are fantastic, and dining there will make you feel like you are going down memory lane. You probably won't get to meet the owner, because he's usually in the back cooking and preparing everything fresh for himself. Dine in, take out, and check out the prepared items to take home, or stock up on the sauces and rubs that Trayvon has ready for you to prepare your own barbecue. Find them in River Ridge or on Facebook at Trayvon Cajun Meats, where they post a lot of funny stuff.
Clean? You get professional clean when you get Classic Cleaners. And back to school means back to clean for school uniforms. Grab them out of the closet and what's that? They don't fit like they did back in May and June. Hey, kids grow and sometimes faster than you can keep up. So call 887-9958 and get another year out of last year's uniforms. Classic Cleaners can hem shirts, alter skirts, and let the hems down on pants. And remember, at Classic Cleaners, you'll enjoy free pickup and delivery, so you don't have to
take it in, pick it up.
Classic Cleaners will pick up your dirty clothes and deliver your laundered shirts and beautifully dry clean clothing back to you at no additional charge. Classic Cleaners offers convenient monthly billing, perfect for your on-the-go lifestyle. Right now is the perfect time to be thinking back to school, so don't
take it in, pick it up.
Call the Classic Cleaners near you, 887-9958. For back to school, get clean with Classic Cleaners, 887-9958.
In the winter, you don't want to think about gardening too much, but there is one place you need to remember in the fall, and that's Double M Feed Garden and Pet Supplies on Jefferson Highway in Harahan. They have fall bedding and everything you need to winterize your yard. Catch them now so your yard doesn't look ugly all winter. And they have seasonal colored flowers, and they will have high quality Christmas trees and poinsettias. Remember, that's Double M Feed in Harahan. All right, welcome back to William Wallace for America. So, as I was saying before the show and all fired up about government being the largest abuser of government funding, and I was telling you that, maybe I don't have the exact numbers right in front of me right this second, but the reality is I can look at just from a dollar perspective, just having some common sense about rents and utilities and what it takes to live, and look at how and not knowing that even the number of people that are on the system, and realize that when you've got a government project, like I said, go sit in on your legislative session and you go to Ways and Means, or one of the departments that's spending money. They all spend money. some a little bit more, roads and bridges, some a little less on the schools. They spent a lot less on schools here in Louisiana, by the way. So, but we want to go there right now. But when you look at it and you talk about, or you listen to them talk about, well, we're going to have this grant project and it's going to be $1 billion. Or we're going to do this new road over here and it's going to be $330 million. Or whatever the case may be. And you listen to the numbers because they're very public about it. But the problem is not enough people get involved. Everything's okay. You know, most people are like, oh, everything's okay. Everything's fine. I'm going to go home from work. My Amazon package will be in the mail. I'm going to go plug it in. I'm going to use my new Nook iPad, my new light, whatever the case may be. I'm going to watch a movie, eat dinner. Everything's great and wonderful. Go back to work tomorrow. I'm on vacation next month. It's all great and wonderful, right? And they aren't paying attention to this. And then they keep electing people based on the narratives and what they're hearing in the news. And let's not even go if they're really electing them or not. Let's not even cover whether we're being so distracted by the news stories and the narratives that we're not paying attention to elections, which I'll give you a hint on where I was going to go with that for just 1 second. I'm going to get off track. Have you seen lately that our elections are decided by 1 or 2%? Most of these elections nationwide, they're all just 1 or 2%. Ironically, I just share with you, I had a friend of mine say, well, you know, our elections are safe because, you know, if election fraud is real, it's only 1 or 2% that's bad. Well, guess what? I'm looking at the last election cycle, and there's a lot of elections that were determined by just 1 or 2%. It's happening all across the country. Do you really believe that we're that close? Maybe we are. Maybe we aren't. I find it a little suspect. Maybe not in some cases, but where we're seeing more and more of this. But I digress. People aren't paying attention to the money that's being spent. We like to talk about it and joke about it from time to time. Oh, they're building that bridge of nowhere. That's great, wonderful. Ha, 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 ha. I wonder what dumb politician did that. Oh, ha, 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 ha. No. They're not buying a bridge of nowhere. They're not spending, you know, government dollars. They're spending your freedoms. They're spending your grandchildren's freedoms. They're spending your children's freedoms. I know I said it the wrong order. They're spending America's future. Because right now we need to build a bike path that nobody uses. Right now we need to build bike paths all over New Orleans, that two lanes down the one, and now there's a car in it this time because there's no bikes that are using it. And then the one biker that uses it once in a blue moon is cursing and yelling because that's your tax dollars. That's that grant money that if you ever go and listen, well, we got $40 million of grant by the federal government to take care of this. And everybody goes, woohoo! Especially the politicians that are addicted to that crack because they go, wow, we got $40 million. We can make this nice, beautiful park over here. It's going to be just wonderful. And you know, you go, that's great for the community. It's fantastic. Oh, I love parks. Parks are great. Trees are great. I love to bring my kids to parks. They're great if they're being paid for. But their money that you're getting from the federal government, the former grants, isn't being paid for. It's being borrowed from the Federal Reserve. Borrowed on the backs of your grandchildren because they don't have it. They're spending it to keep everybody addicted to this facade of everything's wonderful. Everything's great. We're getting a park built. We're getting our roads fixed. We're getting this fixed. We just need our roads fixed. Because if you can't pay for it with the tax dollars that you get, then maybe you should cut back like a business has to. Maybe the politicians shouldn't have to be able to get cars. Particularly some elected officials where their jobs are considered part-time, but they still get a car. The city of New Orleans, those councilmen, I don't know whether they consider that a part-time job or a full-time job. I get all the different parishes confused on who's full-time, who's considered legally part-time. But either way, they make a bunch of money. Should they be driving a car paid for by your tax dollars when our roads aren't fixed? Should they be going on tours, trips all over the world when the crimes are high and the roads aren't fixed? We can't even recall a mayor in New Orleans that's blatantly in our face spending our dollars and not fixing stuff. And crime's getting bad. At what point is everybody going to go, whoa, wait a minute, maybe I should attend a council meeting and add up. There you go. Sit there with a notepad and go, grant, cha-ching, oh, $40 billion. Oh, public federal grant, matching funds, cha-ching. There was a meeting just the other day where they sat in this, there was a meeting that they sat about different things going on, planning or whatever it was, and they were getting federal tax, federal grant matches 20 to 1. That's right. A local municipality puts up, you know, $100,000, but the federal government gives them almost $2 million. Our national debt is going up. All the tax dollars you spend, forget it. That money's gone. Whatever it's being spent on, who knows what the United States budget is, where all the exact money is going. I can tell you one thing for sure. If you look on the one side of the balance sheet, a lot of it's being borrowed. It's our politicians that are addicted to the crack. It's our politicians that are hooked on the government dole more than the public is, more than some people are. And again, I'm not giving those people credit for the ones that might be abusing the system, taking advantage. I know it's the same thing, but taking advantage or abusing the system in a way where they're getting their free rent because they don't claim that they're married, but their baby daddy lives in the house, so they're able to get their Medicaid because they're not married technically, because our federal government wrote these laws. You can't have a father in the home. That right there killed not just the black community, it killed white families. We see the detriment it's done to black families, but we don't see that it also affects white families taking a father out of the home. And I'm not being some right-wing Christian conservative when I say that. I'm simply saying that when you've got two people in the home, mother and father, and you're making some money and you're working together, you're raising families and things that are doing well and you're paying your bills. We're going to talk more about the government officials that are addicted to the crack after this break.
McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jana McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
In the winter, you don't want to think about gardening too much, but there is one place you need to remember in the fall, and that's Double M Feed Garden and Pet Supplies on Jefferson Highway in Harahan. They have fall bedding and everything you need to winterize your yard. Catch them now so your yard doesn't look ugly all winter. And they have seasonal colored flowers, and they will have high-quality Christmas trees and poinsettias. Remember, that's Double M Feed in Harahan. When you think of a hotel, you think of some place you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guest to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Park View Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Park View Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Park View Historic Hotel a unique experience.
At Augie's in Harahan, you can reminisce about places like the Windjammer, Sal and Sam's, Smiley's, Augie's on Veterans, and Augie's Glass Garden, because Augie's talent for food was blended into all of them, and you can still experience them at his restaurant on Jefferson Highway in the Elmwood Business Park in Harahan. Augie's has a room for parties, receptions, and other events. Go visit Augie's for lunch or dinner and tell them William Wallace sent you.
There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
Get ready, Greater New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only, December 17th and 18th, at the Punch Train Center on Williams Boulevard. Show hours, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show, December 17th and 18th, at the Punch Train Center. Show hours, 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't miss it.
Draybon Cajun Meats and Barbecue serves barbecue and an experience. The meats are incredible, specials are fantastic, and dining there will make you feel like you are going down memory lane. You probably won't get to meet the owner, because he's usually in the back cooking and preparing everything fresh for himself. Dine in, take out, and check out the prepared items to take home, or stock up on the sauces and rubs that Draybon has ready for you to prepare your own barbecue. Find them in River Ridge or on Facebook at Draybon Cajun Meats, where they post a lot of funny stuff.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to William Wallace for America. Don't forget, this weekend is the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show. Go check it out. If you need some Christmas trees, you can go catch those over at Double M Feed. And if you, for Christmas shopping, right now you can get up to 80% off MyPillow at MyPillow.com/WWFA to get up to 80% off any off of most MyPillow products. Check it out. Great way to support the show. And if you believe in the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, military, first responders, life, and conservative values, Constitution of America, then switch your cell phone service to a company that you can agree with, and that's Patriot Mobile. They donate a portion of all their proceeds to organizations that support all those causes. And if you believe with it, switch to patriotmobile.com/WWFA to get not only lower rates, but free activation. And I can promise you, they are not addicted to government money, nor are they in support of the government who is. I contend that it's our politicians that are the ones that are not only addicted to the crack, but they're peddling it at the same time. Because what better way to get votes and solidify their positions than to keep giving stuff away? I know it's common sense. We all know it. Oh, that's what they all do. They've done it from the beginning of time. And I agree. But this time is not only the time that we live in and our time, it's a time for us to realize that it's gotten out of hand. Was it out of hand before? It's always, a penny is out of hand. But when you look back at the history of our national debt, it's just gotten this bad in the last 15, 20 years. I mean, when Obama took office, and it might seem like yesterday, or it might seem a long time ago, that was, you know, when Obama took office, it was $10 or $12 trillion in debt. We're $32 trillion in debt. And I'm sorry, my right-wing conservative fellow Republican friends, but it's not the poor people that are abusing the Medicaid system or that are abusing the housing, whether they're abusing it or whether they really need it. This show is not to decide who's abusing it, how many people are abusing it, who's using it worst, whatever. Because like I said, the programs are put in place by government officials who have to be the ones that are getting the money. They're the first ones addicted to the crack. Now they're peddling it, just like a drug dealer. Gonna get you addicted to that government money. Gonna get you addicted to it. And once you're addicted to it, you can't get off of it because the government lowers your ability to make money and says you can only make so much money. So you can't get yourself away from the crack. And you can't have a father in the home. So it is a setup for disaster when you, and it's not just about fathers, it's about keeping families together. And let's go a step further. Let's just say it's about having a cohesive unit working towards the same financial goal to support yourself. It's a way to take away their work ethic. When you remove somebody's ability to, and willingness to work, you remove their ability and their desire to get off the crack. The same as these elected officials. You get them in office, and they realize the only way they're going to stay in office is if they start peddling some crack. God, get that money out there. They're the first ones addicted to the process. They're the ones spending, it's not even your tax dollars anymore. It's borrowed money. Who borrows money to spend like they are? I get it. Most of America does. We got credit cards. We got home loans. We got equity loans. We got this loan, that loan. We're all addicted to it. But when we have to live by it, we either get addicted to the support or we got to pay the penalty of having to work harder to pay for their addiction, the elected officials. And it's the bureaucrats too, by the way. It's not just the politicians. Let's forget for a second about all the elected officials that have aided the process, corrupted the process, facilitated the process. Let's talk about the bureaucrats that are also spending it. Let's talk about all the departments that go, well, we got a budget of $1 billion this year. And near the end of the year, they go, oh, wow, we've got $250 million left in our budget. We better buy some paper. We better buy some new desk. We better buy some new computers. Because if we don't use our $1 billion, they're going to give us less money next year. Oh, wow. Heavens forbid that a department actually is a good steward of tax dollars. Because do they go, oh, no, well, let's just take that $250 million and give it back to our government boss, because then we'll show that we're a good department. We're a good agency. You know, that we are good stewards of the tax dollars of the American people. We're not going to ask the federal government to borrow any more money from the Federal Reserve to help us with our phony baloney jobs. No, we're going to use it. You show me it. Let me say it this way because it's not going to come out the right way. Well, I'll say it that way. Show me a department or an agency that you think does that. They're on trajectory to spend less than the budget funds for their department or agency. Do they A, give it back to the government, or B, spend it? A, the military does it. I remember boot camp. And do you know what? The final days of boot camp, they brought you to the range. Hey, we didn't shoot enough ammo. And before you know it, it's got you out there just rounding off ammo. Got to use it. It's like that in every agency, every department, in the bureaucracy level. So for my conservative Republican friends, they're all, oh, it's those poor people, it's those black people, it's those Mexicans, it's those Chinese, it's those whatever groups of people that they want to say, or it's those poor people, it's those this people, it's those that people, they're just trading the system, they're hooked on it. And granted, I will say I've heard less people criticizing groups or stereotyping groups to the money. And I've heard more people say, everybody's wasting government dollars. It's those people on the Medicaid. It's those people. You know, it's those people. It's not a color. It's not a race. It's not a gender. It's those people. And guess who I think those people are? I think those people are the politicians and the bureaucrats that have been in this system entrenched. Because let's face it, it's not just an elected official who holds a job for 4 years or 2 years and gets reelected for 20 years. It's, or 10 years, that'd be 20 years total. It's the bureaucrats that are mid-management, upper management. They've been with the FBI, ATF, CIA, whatever alphabet agency, whatever the Department of Justice, the Department of Education, whatever Homeland Security, whatever department they've been a member of, and they've made their way up. Do you think they're going through when they travel for business or they go to the range or when they have to spend any money, they go, well, I need to spend a little less and do my part. There might be one or two of them. I'm sorry. There might be three or four of them. But the guys that have been, and I'm not being critical of them on a personal level. I'm not being ugly. I'm not being hateful. I am speaking collectively. Because nobody is saying, hey, as a bureaucracy, as an agency, as a department, let's spend less money. And all the department agencies go, yeah, let's all do that. There's not enough people doing it. And even the ones that are doing it aren't doing it for nefarious purposes. So again, I'm not being critical. I'm not being ugly. I'm not being hateful. I'm not calling anybody out. It's just the way it is. And it doesn't make it right. It's just the way it is. They've been there for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. And, well, here's our budget. It's as simple as this. Here's our budget. This is what they give us. If we don't use it, they're going to cut our budget next year, and we're not going to be able to have the opportunities to do all these other things. It's just that simple. It's not that they're going, gee, let's funnel the money. Let's waste some tax dollars. They're not saying that. They're not saying, well, let's see how we can screw the American people. Nope, that's not it either. It's just a matter of, hey, we need it. But you know what? That's what a crack dealer, that's what a drug addict says too. We just need it. That's just the way it is. We just need it. And it's a bad analogy. So, no. Again, I'm not making the analogy that they're like crack dealers, drug dealers. If those people are, I'm making the analogy that it's the same kind of process. Once you get addicted to it and it's there, you don't think about how to get out of it. You think about how to make it work. More after the break here on WGSO.
Many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
Jenna McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jenna McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA. Get ready, Greater New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only, December 17th and 18th, at the Pontchartrain Center on Williams Boulevard. Show hours, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show, December 17th and 18th, at the Pontchartrain Center. Show hours, 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't miss it.
Clean? You get professional clean when you get Classic Cleaners. And back to school means back to clean for school uniforms. Grab them out of the closet and what's that? They don't fit like they did back in May and June. Hey, kids grow and sometimes faster than you can keep up. So call 887-9958 and get another year out of last year's uniforms. Classic Cleaners can hem shirts, alter skirts, and let the hems down on pants. And remember, at Classic Cleaners, you'll enjoy free pickup and delivery, so you don't have to
take it in, pick it up.
Classic Cleaners will pick up your dirty clothes and deliver your laundered shirts and beautifully dry clean clothing back to you at no additional charge. Classic Cleaners offers convenient monthly billing, perfect for your on-the-go lifestyle. Right now is the perfect time to be thinking back to school, so don't
take it in, pick it up.
Call the Classic Cleaners near you, 887-9958. For back to school, get clean with Classic Cleaners, 887-9958.
All right, back to where I was here. So let me start off. I'm not calling out anybody in any agency. I'm not, you know, I'm certainly not making them analogous to crack dealers or cocaine. I get the analogy is, I guess, could be perceived as that. But it's more of the parallelism of it than making it like they are in those fields of expertise, we'll say. So, and the reason for making that parallel analogy, if you will, or that parallelism, is the money is as addictive as drugs. And where crack dealers, drug dealers, whatever, the difference is that they know what they're doing. They're getting people addicted on money. The difference is that these alphabet agencies, these bureaucracies, the government, the politicians, I don't know that they really know the addictive nature that they are having done to them, or if it, or what they're doing to other people, because they just see it as business. This is our budget. This is what we have to spend. If we don't spend it, we might not have it next year. What if next year happens and we need it and we didn't yet and we don't have it? We don't want to have to beg for it. So to keep it, we just spend it. And we're not spending it on anything illegal. We're just spending the things that we need and we're going to use. So it's all good, right? And the addictive process has been created by our elected officials who've used the grant money and the government dollars as a way to make things happen in D.C., supposedly for the people, supposedly for their communities. Well, we're the senator of such and such state. Our job is to bring home the bacon. And, you know, DeSoto Parish needs a bridge. And mama needs some new slippers. So we got to make that money happen because brother-in-law going to build the bridge and buy mama some slippers. I know. It just came off the top of my head. But it is funny, isn't it? It's all right. I get it, man. I'm cracking up myself. When you think about it, it does sound like crazy talk. But again, when you start making parallelisms to who the deals are going to, well, I'll give you a prime example. Bourbon Street, a bunch of years ago under the Landrieu administration, gets that major renovation. What concrete trucks are out there on Bourbon Street? Landrieu Concrete Company, whatever it was. It wasn't Mayer's. It was his cousin's, brother's, whatever the case may be. So, yeah, we're getting some roads and some bridges, but because of the inefficiency of government and the inefficiency of bureaucracy and the inefficiency of how the money is used and the addiction that everybody gets from doling out the projects and doling out the money and making things happen, it keeps everybody happy. Yeah. We get some roads and bridges, but can you imagine if we didn't let the money be so addictive? I know it's the initial reaction from me and some others. But well, it's just how it is. Money's addictive. Everybody wants to make it. I get it. But if we would wake up more people, and we would say, "Hey, I sat in on a Ways and Means meeting." Committee meeting. I sat on the parish council or the county commission office or the county, you know, meeting. And I wrote down that you guys are getting 400 million, billion, whatever, tax dollars from the federal government. And you start counting the money. That's your tax dollars. Again, it's not even your tax dollars. It's what they're printing. It's your grandchildren's future tax dollars. It's their future burden that they're only going to be able to pay with their freedom. So if today we don't wake up more people to get involved in the process, I'm sorry, America. It's going to be a bleak next couple generations because when you can't keep printing it. Oh, yeah, you can get that thing, keep printing it. Who cares? What's after a trillion? I mean, whatever's after a trillion, it's only going to be a one. Well, that's one centillion or whatever that was after a trillion. We're only $1 centillion in debt. I mean, we used to be $100 trillion. Now we're only $1 centillion. It's going to sound a lot better. That's going to be the narrative. Because some elected officials say, well, after all, you know, we've done a really good job. We consolidated all the debt, and now we're only $1 centillion in debt. And guess what? It goes back to the bureaucracy and the alphabet agencies and all the government employees, part of the bureaucracy, by the way, that have unfunded liabilities due to them in the name of retirement and medical expenses. Because all of these government employees, they're spending all the money and they're stay longer so they get more money, so they get more when they retire. Meantime, they're spending more money within the agencies. They get a retirement until the day they die. And guess who's paying that? We don't even know what that is. That's the problem. We can put budgets in place right now and say, well, we bring in X number of dollars in the form of taxes, so we can only let government spend this much money on programs, this much money on roads and bridges, this much money on a national defense, this much money on any other little smart programs. Get rid of the Department of Education, by the way. That's just me saying that out loud. But when you spend what you make like a business has to, there's no debt, and our freedoms are protected. Our liberties are protected, and the freedoms and liberties of our children and grandchildren are protected, because then and only then does a responsible government that spends your money responsibly, like good stewards of not just our country, but good stewards of our freedom and our liberty. Forget about the Constitution for a second if you want, because that's been shredded a long time ago. Our rights are protected by the Constitution, but they're given to us by our Creator. Our human rights are not to be controlled by a government that gets us addicted to dollars and crack, and the feeling that you get from being addicted to the crack in the form of dollars. And it's them who got addicted to it. It's them who spend most of it. They're on the most of the money of it. And we're the ones paying the price if we don't wake up and realize it and smell the coffee. Oh, that's the taxpayer-funded coffee or the Federal Reserve coffee that we're all going to have to drink if we don't wake up and demand peacefully and professionally a responsible government spends our money wisely. Listen to my podcast, William Wallace for America, and all podcast apps. Find me on Cloud Hub, Facebook, YouTube, Rumble, especially Rumble and Cloud Hub, and catch those programs there. And I'll talk to you soon.
There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And there